Okay, let's see. Walt, are you still with us, sir? Have you come back or whatever? Hi, Walt.
I'm on the line, sir.
Oh, hello. Thank you for calling back. Sorry about that
Yes.
weather outage. Nothing any of us can do.
Yeah, it's windy here. Oh, just about. There's better wind than what we get in Olympia, though.
Oh, you got it. That's all hot down there.
Exactly. Reason for my call, I'm a sometime part-time patient with Sherman, then Lamson. About a year ago, formally diagnosed with MDS macrocytic anemia after several months of testing, and basically weekly EPO injections plus blood tests to see what's happening. And essentially, the red blood, which is what is affected, not the white side, is in sort of a decline mode. And I've had 6 units of transfusion over time, which perks things up, but as they say, the syndrome has suspected causes, but no formal solutions, and it's more or less maintenance.
Well, you
So
are
I'm just
checking.
checking in with you to see if you've heard of anything new or anything else to check into or any other ideas or maybe where else to look to see if somebody's got a brilliant solution that nobody knows about.
There you go. You are checking with the doctors who work with people with this sort of problem the most. So probably the next thing I'm going to mention to you, you've heard about already, but there is information out there about the trace element lithium being able to induce bone marrow stem cells. And of course, stem cells can turn into anything in the tissue they're in, muscle stem cells in muscle. But oddly enough, bone marrow stem cells can turn into red cells or white cells or platelets or any of those things. So, has anybody suggested low-dose lithium? At a low dose, it's safe. At a high dose, it isn't.
On my shelf, I have bottles of the 20 milligram. I took you up on lithium several years ago when you first started talking about it.
Aha.
I have tried it. We tried about four or five things with Lamson. I don't know if you know the Tesseract people.
Sure
Tried some of
do.
their product, and none of these things produces a turnaround. So he sort of, shrugged his shoulders, said, "I'm not quite sure what else to try." So I send him periodic updates of what I get weekly, and but he's not come back to me and said, "Hey, I got something else for you to look at."
You did look into the autoimmune aspect of this, sir, with Dr. Lamson
Well,
particularly.
my immune system is okay. It's healthy, but I don't know when you say autoimmune. I'm not. Maybe could you define that a little bit better?
Sure. All that means is that our own bodies are, for whatever reason, because this isn't common, but for whatever reason, are making antibodies to particular things in our bodies. And if it
Okay.
happens to be antibodies to red cells, then that could be destroying some of your red cell population. So, look, when there's something going on where not enough cells are being made, or there actually we can find evidence of destruction of them, then one thing to look for is if there is an autoimmune reaction going on. And Dr. Lamson does stay on top of that. However, just in the last couple of weeks, he's told us, "Hell, here's some new research about this thing that settles down autoimmunity." So, if you've been checked for autoimmunity, then there is something new there that, again, he told the whole doctor's meeting about and knows more about it than us. And also, if you haven't been checked for autoimmunity, I'd be a little surprised, but I'd get it done.
I will. I had a since was first done last year, I had a hip biopsy done, and the initial return on from the hematologist was that there wasn't much change from last year, bad or worse. In what he looked at, they do a very detailed 4 or 5 page analysis
You bet they
of the
do.
bone marrow bone and so forth. And he said he's waiting for a second opinion that they sent out on, but he said he didn't know that there was going to be anything different. In other words, not an improvement, but not a deterioration. But I'm listed like in the category of 10 to 1. I'm in like the group one of the low risk category of the problem, which is not obviously no problem, but. I'm,
Yeah.
they don't consider me as bad off as some poor souls that have it a lot worse than we do, or I do.
Well, at least that's better news than not.
Yeah,
One of the
it's kind
things.
of unpleasant when I noticed I was giving blood for many years. I'm O negative, the universal donor,
There
and there
you
was a couple of people that said, "Well, you wore out your blood cells' ability to reproduce, and that's why you're not making as much as you should." But then I look at the hospital walls and see people giving blood for 30 years.
There you go, sir. You're right. You're right.
And I took actually started on the blood cell donation, actually in your commentary too, about the beneficial aspects of, you know, giving blood regularly to get the new young whippersnapper red blood cells in there rather than the old stiff old holsters.
There you go, sir. Well, you can hear we're coming up on the top of the hour. Thank you for okay. holding on there, sir, and we'll get to Gail and Lauren after the top of the hour.
Okay, have a good good couple of weeks in the sunshine.
We hope to, if it doesn't rain over there, too. Bye-bye.